You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
All right, let's talk about how to set and achieve goals. Is that important? Well, of course it's important. Everybody needs the ability to set goals and then know how to achieve their goals. This would make you a better employee. It would make you a better employer. It would make you a better parent. It would make you better at everything in life if you knew how to achieve your goals. So I'm going to give you a 12-step process on how to actually set goals and then make sure you achieve your goals. It's really very simple. The first thing you do is this. You write your goals down. See, I don't know how people operate in life without a journal, without some place, a notebook, a place on your computer where you can go write things down. I write things down on my goals list all the time. I have a list that's just full of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things. I keep a copy of the list on my laptop and one on my desktop so I can constantly go in and refer to it to see what I planned for my life and how I'm doing on it. And I think that's what you ought to do too. The problem is most people don't write anything down. They spend more time planning their weekend than they do planning their life. You have to plan your life. So write your goals down to make sure that you have a plan for what you want your life to look like. The problem is this. If you don't have a plan, you end up living on what you got. Just what happens is what happens. That's how it is. That's the way my life works. I just kind of go with the flow. You know, whatever comes my way, that's what I'm going to deal with. No, that's not how it works. You can actually determine exactly what you want your life to look like. You get to decide what you want your life to look like. And only will that happen for you if you establish a clear, well-executed plan in advance. So you have to write some things down. If you don't write down a grand plan for your life, then you're going to end up living a pretty mediocre life. And see, mediocre lives are what happens when you don't have any plan. So be one of the 3% of society who actually takes the time to pull out a sheet of paper or to go on their computer, however you want to do it, but write down your goals. Write down what you want your life to look like. Only 3% of the people do that, and only about 3% of society does really, really well. I wonder if there's any correlation to that. You think? So, get out a sheet of paper and start to write things down. Well, what should you write down? That's step number 2. You should write down big, challenging ideas. Now, me, I write down everything. I mean, I write down the fact that I want to put a new cactus in my yard. Really, I write that down. I write down little bitty things so I can have a feeling of accomplishment. I like to be able to go back to my list and write victory next to it. That shows that I achieved that little bitty thing. And when I get a list in front of me that shows lots of victories, it gives me the courage, it gives me the momentum to keep going to achieve the big things. So I write down everything. But if you're going to write down stuff, make sure that you write down stuff that's also very big for you, really challenging for you, stuff that you can't imagine being able to accomplish right now. But know that you have the ability and desire to do it when the timing is right. Years ago, I didn't have much money and wasn't doing so well. I'd filed bankruptcy, and that's another story. And I was kind of like the guy who had only was left with a bicycle, and it didn't have any handlebars, and it didn't have any seat. He'd lost his rear and doesn't know which way to turn. That was me. And I was doing anything in the world I could just to stay ahead and get ahead and so forth. And when it came to activities in my family, I had to do stuff that was cheap. In fact, I had to do stuff that was free or I wasn't going to be doing anything. And so I would take my boys down and I would go to the really good part of town, Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I would park my car over in the good part of town and we'd walk down the street past all the big houses to get to the park. And then we'd play around the park and do all that and walk back. And I would always park in front of this one house. And I was parked in front of this house week after week after week when the boys would come, we'd go to the park. And finally one day, I turned to my wife and I said, you know, I love this neighborhood. I love where I park every single time we come. In fact, someday I want to live in this house right here. Just this house right here. I park in front of it all the time. I want this to be my house. And we all just kind of laughed and kind of went in our minds, yeah, right. But what was amazing, 2 years later, I lived in that house. I'm not talking about I lived in the house next door or the house across the street. I lived in that house. How did that happen? I don't know. Magic, I guess. No, how it happened was that I wrote it down, I put the thought in my mind, and I went to work. I didn't specifically plan for it to be that house, but when it came time to buy a house and I'd made my money all back again and then some, that house is the one that was for sale. It was on my goals list that I was going to live in a big house just like that someday. I wrote down just a few years ago. I was doing well in speaking. I'd had a bestseller. I wrote down that I was going to have my own television show within 6 months. I had a contract for my own television show. I wrote down that I wanted to be on commercials. 6 months later, I was doing national television commercials. So whatever you write down on your list, make sure that it covers a lot of small things so you can feel some victory and build some momentum. But write down also some big challenging things, things that will keep you motivated, will keep you working hard, keep you thinking big. That's one of the steps. So first, write down your goals, and when you write them down, make sure that they're big and challenging.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.